Guys, so on this episode, I decided to do something different and just share something about what I'm going through personally, and so you guys can get to know a little bit about my journey into entrepreneurship. And so this isn't a typical interview where I interview someone, but something where I just share with you guys my experience, you know, going into entrepreneurship, social media and stuff like that. And the thing is, you know, it's not easy to get into entrepreneurship. It's not easy to not have stable income every month. You know, it's honestly a risk that you're taking, but this was something that I wanted to do before I got too old and was too afraid to try anything new. And so in my early 20s, you know, I left chiropractic school, medical school, so that I could learn social media full time because I wanted to create financial freedom for myself and learn how to make money from home. And, you know, since then I've learned how, you know, people make money from social media, how they make money by doing shout outs on Instagram or by selling pages or by just, you know, affiliate marketing, things like that. And, you know, I just want you guys to know that it's not going to be an easy journey to start something, especially when you have no idea what it's going to become. But for me, it was worth trying because you never know where you're going to end up if you just, you know, take a chance on yourself and try it. So for you guys, I don't know if it's writing a blog, starting a podcast, whatever it may be, just don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to try and just take a risk and see where you can end up. And if you guys ever have, you know, questions or doubts, you can always message me on Instagram at ray.on. And I could also offer some coaching for you as well. So yeah, just, you know, nowadays I've been working on coaching clients. I have a couple clients of my own that I help for Instagram, growing their pages, especially restaurant clients. And, you know, it's been an interesting journey. It's not something where I know there's like stable income every month, but it's something that is exciting and different every day that keeps me interested, that keeps me not bored. And so, you know, a lot of it is also just, you know, trial and error, like trying different things, see what works, see what doesn't work. And even starting my podcast, I never thought I'd start a podcast, but I did because I had this desire to share with people knowledge that other people had and to let people know that, you know, there's always a way. There's always a way for you, no matter if you were in jail, if you were broke, if you were homeless, you know, if you had anorexia, if you had mental health issues, like there's always a way for you to create something amazing of yourself if you just choose to try and do something with your life. And so a lot of the people that I've interviewed too have crazy stories where, you know, some were homeless and had, you know, under $100 in their pocket, but they, you know, became successful. They became, well, I guess successful in terms of not just financially, but also in terms of being fulfilled in doing what they're doing. And, you know, for a lot of you guys, I know it's hard to do something what you love, especially if you're just starting out, if you're not making stable income. But what I would suggest is to, you know, try something even in your free time or after work and just take a chance at doing something that you really love or that you've really been thinking about doing but have been putting off. You know, whether it's starting a blog, a podcast, whether it's interviewing people, whether it's, you know, applying for that job or reaching out to that person to talk with them or grab coffee, and just really putting yourself out there, taking action, taking risks to see where you're going to end up if you just try. You know, that's how I've been able to reach out to and meet a lot of these influencers who are pretty big in social media and entrepreneurship. I never thought I'd be able to interview some of these people, but I did just because I asked, just because I tried and put myself out there. So if you guys have any, you know, questions or doubts or things that you want to try out but haven't been sure about, you can message me on Instagram at ray.on or even join my Facebook group where I'm going to be sharing with you guys more content about Instagram and just my journey and stuff like that. And yeah, so this is just kind of a little, not interview, but a little clip that I wanted to share with you guys that it's possible for you no matter where you're at. If you're just willing to try and take a risk and put yourself out there, it's definitely possible to create something that you may be really surprised about and may be really proud of yourself for having done. So that's kind of what I wanted to share. And also, you know, if you guys feel lost, or if you guys feel like you're the only one trying to do something different or create something that's, you know, that not other people around you may understand, just know that you're not alone, that there's other people who are also doing the same thing, and just don't give up on that. And so I hope this was encouraging to you guys. And you know, even for me in this journey with podcasting, meeting influencers and recording my podcast and doing social media, it's not, you know, I don't even know the full path that it's going to lead to. But I'm just, you know, you just have to have faith every day that, you know, if you're not dead, if you're still alive, that there's still something you could do the next day and contribute to the world. And so, yeah, that's kind of what I want to share. Like I said, if you guys ever want to chat, reach out, feel free to message me on Instagram at ray.on. And also take time to listen to some of the interviews that I've done. Maybe they can encourage you, give you some guidance if you're looking to pursue your passion, do what you love, and also make money, because we also need to make money. But, you know, no matter whether you're a chef, whether you're a personal trainer, whether, you know, you're into making clothing, just there's so many stories. There's so many stories of people who have made it from nothing, who have had probably less than what you have right now, and have created something amazing. So definitely check out those interviews, and you know, hopefully you can be encouraged by it as well. Yeah, and so thanks guys for listening. And like I said, feel free to reach out to me if you're interested in coaching on Instagram, whether it's private coaching or group coaching. Feel free to message me, since I've experienced in the space for over 2 years and have built my own network of pages as well. So you know, don't be afraid to reach out. I think that's one thing that I really want people to know, that, you know, people are actually accessible if you just try and reach out, and you never know what kind of people you could get in touch with if you do. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to share for this episode. And just thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting and just having listened all the way through till now as well. And just please shoot me a message if any of my interviews have helped you. Please leave a review on iTunes, Spotify. And I just want to know how I can support you and what you're doing as well. So, yeah, please message me on Instagram at ray.on, and look forward to chatting with you guys there. So, yeah, thanks guys for listening, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.